we all have our demons, so use them for good.
What's up, guys? Welcome back. This is Cam Spire Liberated, and I'm in my fucking car. So the audio is going to be a little different today. Couldn't do it at home. Bunch of different reasons. That's not the point. The point is you get it done, you do something about it, and find a way to do it. That's all that matters. And that's what we're doing. So we're doing it from the fucking car. So it works. This whole episode and season and the next part of Cam Spire, totally fucking different. And that's okay. We change, we adapt, we grow. We act different. Different things happen to us. We adapt to those things. And everything I've talked about with Cam Spire is extremely dark. It's extremely deep. And all of that is absolutely fucking necessary in life. And it's always there. It's always going to be there somewhere in your life. There's always some sort of darkness that you're coming through or you're getting over and everything like that. But what I've noticed lately is I'm finally starting to accept happiness. I've finally started to work on accepting it. In these past 4 years, I've been in such a dark place that I put myself in. I'm not blaming anybody else at all. I put myself there and I kept myself there. I held myself prisoner there. That's me. That was all on me. And it is. And that's honestly where this name came from. Cam Spire Liberated. To liberate, to be liberated. That is to escape imprisonment and escape slavery. Like, I held myself in this cage, and I have for way too long. Yes, for a while it was necessary, and I went there, and I battled it out with myself every day, but then I kept myself there. Why? Because it was my comfort zone. That was my comfort zone, the darkness. Everybody has their own comfort zone. That was mine. And still can be. I'm not coming to you guys to tell you everything is sunshine and rainbows now and everything's perfect. The fuck no. No, 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 no. What I'm telling you is that I'm finally starting to live life. I'm starting to feel life. I talk about it all the time in my podcasts and my posts and everything on Cam Spire, what I try and help people with. At the same time, yes, I was being a fucking hypocrite and keeping myself in that darkness way more than I should. The times that I felt alive were on my bike and in the gym. And that's fucking it. That's it. The only times. I disconnected myself from everything, every type of feeling, every type of emotion, every type of connection with people. I didn't connect with real human beings, like, and that's fucked up. And I've guarded myself so much, and I've always held back. And I tried to put on this fucking show of being extremely strict and like, this is how you have to do it and blah, blah, blah to get through the whatever, like. And it's not that it was completely fake, but I didn't let out my real self. Like, my real self, like, I'm crazy, I'm hyper, I'm excited, I'm passionate. And the more I hide that, the more it fucking hurts. You should never hide anything like that. And I take it to the extreme and shut everything off. So this whole podcast and the Cam Spire movement and everything that Cam Spire is, using your demons for good, that's what it still is. That's what it always will be, and that will never change. But one thing that you have to always be true with your fucking self, always, always, and I wasn't. There were some points in my life that I was completely letting my demons win. I wasn't using them for good. I was using them for my own self-destruction. Yes, did I still want to help people and do all this stuff in those dark times? Sure. But I couldn't do what I needed to because I held myself there. And that's not fair to anybody else. Especially myself. And yeah, I have to look out for myself. So do you. We all have to look out for ourselves. And there's just so many things. And after my wreck, like, I started to go a good direction with it. And then I went into this darkness. And yeah, that's on me. I went into that dark place for many different reasons. One being people, yes, obviously. But like relationships and stuff. Like, I let that ruin me. All of that is on me. Not the other person, not the other people in my life. That's on me. If you've gone through that, that's on you too. 100%. This episode's going to be a little bit of a rant and a little bit crazy, but that's what I'm just trying to get out. So much shit that's been bottled up. And hopefully you guys will kind of see the direction that we're going with this. I'm tired of holding back. I'm tired of not letting out what I want to say. Not letting my crazy side out. Like, I felt like I had to be a fucking robot to help people. And that's fucked up. But that's what I felt like I had to do. And then the second I would have a connection, or I'd have, that's the whole thing I wanted. Like, I've wanted that forever in life. And you cannot beat a connection with a person. No amount of money, no type of things. And for me, not even fucking motorcycles. Not even motorcycles can replace that. And that's saying something for me. And it's taken me a long time to figure that out. And no, there's no timeline or a correct way of doing it. And I always thought there was a correct way to do everything. Like, man, I want to do this right. I want to do it perfect. I want to do this. I want to do that. And the whole time, I was worried about how I was going to do it and how other people would see me doing it. Rather than just fucking doing it and figuring it out along the way. And that's what Campspire Liberated is. It is about life. It is about real shit. And it's also about not being fucking perfect. I've tried to do that for years. It came from my childhood. Stuff with my dad. And I'm always trying to. I feel like I have to level up. I feel like I have to impress somebody or get their attention in the way of their approval. And all that's bullshit. Instead of just focusing on what I want. What I want to do. And focusing on how it feels. Not what it looks like, not what other people see, but how it makes me feel. And it's hard to fucking do when you have no feelings and you shut them off. And yeah, on the other side of feelings, is there hurt? Is there pain? Is there agony? Absolutely. That's all part of it. That's all part of life. And I think for a few years, I tried to cut all of that out. And substitute it with just my bike and the gym. Like, and that's not right. I thought that was what I had to do to be happy, and only those two things. And the rest of my life was just in robot mode. And here lately, my job has changed 100%. I'm in sales, and I thought I was connecting with people, but I wasn't. It wasn't at all. Now when I talk to my customers, I'm talking to them. I'm not talking at them. I'm not talking about stuff. I'm talking to them and they're talking back to me. And we're connecting. Actually building rapport. A relationship between the customer. And it's totally different. The relationship with my friends. The people I like being around. That has all changed. I used to have feelings about some stuff and I would run away and I'd go to the darkness. I'd go by myself. I'd be alone because I thought I had to. That's what I believed. So that's what I did. And yeah, it got out of control for a few years. And yeah, some things happen in life that we cannot fucking explain at all. And yes, it scares the shit out of us. And it's the unknown, but that's what's good. I have felt more alive in the past couple weeks than I have, honestly, probably my entire fucking life. And that even goes for when I'm in the gym and when I'm on my motorcycle. Like, probably next to when I woke up in my fucking deathbed in the hospital. Like, that. I finally feel like I'm living and I finally feel connection with people and my friends. And I know this is going to be huge for Cam Aspire because all of this is what I've wanted to do for so long. And even though I thought I was doing it, I wasn't. But at the same time, I got to realize that that wasn't wasted time. Like, yeah, it might have taken me longer than other people. It might have taken me longer than it technically should have. I don't know. But at the same time, all of that stuff, those few years, like, I still did stuff, but I didn't connect. I didn't feel it. I wasn't passionate about it. I did it on autopilot. And passion is such a huge thing. Like, I think I subconsciously was passionate because, like, I still went to the gym all the time. That's what I love. And that's when I feel alive. That's when I feel things. On my motorcycle, I have passion for that. That feeling I get. But then the second I got off the bike, the second I walked out of the gym, I got numb. I went completely numb. It was back into that hole, back into that dark, dark room. And I don't want to live like that anymore. That's not even fucking living. This episode is totally different. There is absolutely no script. There is no notes. I don't have anything. I'm sitting in my fucking car in a gym parking lot and literally getting stuff off my chest and actually being 100% real with you guys. And this is the first step in a big direction. Yes, for myself, but also for Cam Aspire. The brand I've wanted to create for so long that I thought I was, but I wasn't even feeling it. And I go back and I look at all my posts, and don't get me wrong, they help people, and I know they have, and people have messaged me about it and talked to me about it in person. And I love that. And it's helped them through their times of that. So at the same time, like, I beat myself up over it, yet it wasn't a waste. None of it was a waste. You can't look at everything you do in your life as a waste. Those 4 years in the darkness, that's molded me. It's made me realize I don't want to go back. Do I still realize the darkness is there and I'm still going to use it? Abso-fucking-lutely. Absolutely. But am I going to hold myself prisoner in that? Fuck no. That's going to be the difference now. Everything has changed because I feel like I have feelings, and I know it sounds ridiculous, but I was so autopilot and monotone and just pushed through every day instead of feeling it. And deep down, I fucking wanted this. I wanted to feel like this. I want to feel alive. That's what all my posts were about, that. But every time I brought it up, it was only with a motorcycle or the fucking gym. And it doesn't have to be that. It can be with people, and it should be. Can it be with the things you're passionate about, like your hobbies and everything too? Absolutely. But it can't be just that. I know more than most people that we're not on this earth forever. We don't get these experiences forever. And we don't know when it's going to fucking end. We don't. Could end in a second. So yeah, I'm intense. And like, I've always been intense in my head, but I never let it out as much. Because I used to think like, man, what are people going to think of, like, hey, this guy's like way too intense and this and that, blah, blah, he's annoying. Well, then those are not the fucking people I'm talking to. And there's a difference between being fake intense and actually being intense because you're passionate about something. There's a huge difference. It's not the intense, like, hey, I'm going to sell you this bullshit on an infomercial. Like, that's not what it is. This is me completely off the cuff speaking from my heart, and that's it. This episode is a complete fucking rant. We get that. And that's just what it is. Because I got to get this out. And I got to get these thoughts out. And I got to be able to have you guys kind of get in my head a little bit on this. And understand where we're going to go. But from here on out, Cam Spire is going to be totally different. Obviously, the dark times help us. They mold us. They strengthen us. They forge us. We use our demons for good. But that doesn't mean we can't go towards the light and hold on to that. Right after my wreck, I was all about positivity. And that's what got me through my wreck. That's what got me through the hospital and the surgeries after surgery. All of that, the rehab, the walking, like, that's what got me through that. And then it got to a point after a few things that happened in my life, I went back to the darkness like I did as a child. After that kind of wore off. And I can't fucking do that. And I did it without even knowing. That's why you have to be conscious of what you do, what you think about, how you act, how you feel. You have to be conscious of it. So you can adapt and you can make adjustments as you go and do the things that make you feel good. And enjoy fucking life. Like, I didn't enjoy life. Like, I didn't let myself. Like, you should go hang out with your friends. Having a relationship with someone or relationship with your friends, that's one of the most special things in this fucking world. And in my time of the darkness, like when I was there, I've watched so many people have relationships and have relationships with their friends and those connections, and they completely fucking take them for granted. I did it too, by shutting myself off. But I watched these people just completely throw it away. And I don't want to do that. And there are so many things in this life that happens that we can't explain. And as much as you want to, that's the best part about that particular is the fact that you can't explain it. When something happens and you get the crazy feeling, like, I mean, yeah, it's like euphoric. Like, you don't have to explain everything in life. And that's why sometimes you have to say, fuck it, throw caution to the wind and just go. But you do it because it feels right. You're not forcing yourself. It feels right and you just have to let it happen. And yeah, it's fucking scary. Feelings are scary. That's why a lot of people numb themselves from it. And that is the direction I want Campspire Liberated to go in. And that's what it will go in. I want people to feel alive. I've held myself imprisonment for so fucking long. And it's all on me. And I know there's so many people out there that do it. And that's why I'm passionate about this. That's why I'm passionate about Campspire. That's what it is. It's using your demons for good to actually live life and feel life and go to the light and not take the light for granted ever. That's enough ranting for today. I'm excited to see where this goes. I'm excited. This is going to be completely different from now on. This whole season 2, my posts are going to be different. I'm still going to have the gym and the bike on there. That's my passions, of course. I love that. But that's part of my life. But I also want to show connections with people, my friends. That's what I want to show. I want to do more interactive things on my page. And I want you guys to interact with Campspire. It's not just a one-sided thing. You live life by connecting with people. And feeling. And getting those crazy feelings you can't explain. That is life. That's living. That's not being dead. Is any of that easy? Fuck no. But it's worth it. Until next time, guys. We all have our demons. Use them for good. And go feel life. Feel alive. Don't run from them and don't numb yourself. Let's fucking go. Campspire.